CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are the coolest motherfucker.
That bad. I'm doing along with it, you know. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That's a good ass word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Ames.
And man, we are back from a fun weekend. Yeah. Derek had a great birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody who screenshotted stuff and shared that you were watching Derek's content over the past weekend. We truly fucking appreciate you. And if you didn't do it.
Well, did anybody really do that shit?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you? Why would you listen to the great episode that we provided last week?
Great episode.
Have all of that entertainment, laughing and all that. We do all that for you, mostly for nothing. We don't ask you for nothing. Every now and again, man, we put a show out and say, buy a ticket or two.
We the Bud Crawford of comedy.
And I tell you, for my man's birthday, go watch some of his shit and post it.
Yeah.
Some of you did.
Oh, thank you, guys.
But
you didn't
not enough.
Because don't nobody give a fuck, man.
I'm trying to let you know. Listen.
I'm on TV that don't
it
nobody
ain't about
watch.
That. It ain't about that.
I'm on a bunch of shit nobody wants.
Listen, I want the Black Air Force One boys and girls to be a lot like that group from Fight Club.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Getting shit done. You know what I mean?
And go out and start a fight.
Yeah, we can't get nothing done.
And lose.
If you won't do the little shit. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Like, how can I get you guys to blow up the credit card companies of the world?
Yeah, how you do that? How are we going to blow up all these bills?
If I can't get that, nah, fuck around. But it was a great weekend, man. Happy birthday again, Derek.
Thank you, man. 39, feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
39.
My girl got me a pair of fucking Dior high tops. I'm feeling spoiled.
Jesus Christ. Good.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Uh-huh.
One of the flies. My girl know.
Yeah?
She'd be like, well, I'll invest in your fly.
Okay. Well, I guess it's pretty fly. I've always thought he was a pretty fly guy, man. This is a fly name, fly different hair colors. This dude has done all the hair colors.
Yeah. Rojo, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's the Crayola box.
Yeah, man. Good friend of mine. First time on the show, man. Give it up for Rojo Perez.
Rojo Perez.
What's up, man?
Rojo mean red.
Yeah, baby.
Red Perez.
That Duolingo.
Yo, bro.
It's starting to rub off.
Bro, I'm on day 89, son.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Just of a hot streak of never coming off.
You got a sentence in you yet?
Huh?
You got a sentence in you yet?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear my favorite sentence right now?
What?
No me ducho los domingos.
Okay.
I don't do shit on Sunday?
I don't shower on Sunday.
It's not enough.
It's not true, but like I just think that's a funny sentence that they teach us.
Ducho's a fun word.
Yeah.
Douche. Water.
That, yo, this is what I am like. You speak fluent Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I do, like, some of the shit that they make us say in weird ways, right? So it'll be like, let's say if it's like Felipe loves to listen to rock music. The way they teach it, obviously, in Duolingo, they'll say some shit like, Felipe le gusta la música de rock, right? Which is a crazy long way to say it.
Wow.
But, like,
we don't like committing. The word love too heavy there.
Okay.
So it's like, we use love for...
The one thing.
The person. Yeah.
Excuse me, because my bad. I didn't even mean to say me gusta. I mean like le encanta, which would definitely mean love. But like it's the way they're saying it is like to Felipe, this is the love.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's a worthy language. Like, there's jokes I can do in English that won't translate in Spanish.
Yeah.
Instead of going a train car, it would have to be car of the train or like something like that. So you're adding words that just don't. The rhythm is off.
Hmm.
For English, yeah, but I think it does make sense for Spanish people just the way you guys communicate in general. I say it like you guys are another species or something, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a different kind of communication, though.
You're
you know what I mean?
Speaking that weird tongue that y'all got.
Stop rolling it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you roll your R's and stuff?
I never learned.
Yeah.
I had to start taking classes recently.
Oh, really? Well,
like a speech pathologist because people kept fucking with me on it so much.
Because you didn't roll your
eyes. I don't know how
to. People will actually fuck with you?
Like, my comments, whenever anything I post in Spanish, they'll be like, oh, this non-rolling R motherfucker. Like, it is immediately. They hate me immediately, dude.
They call you a fraud? Fuck that. You my nigga, you can't roll your R. They'll like, make you a bad
your
person.
Your name's Rojo, but you can't say it. That's dumb.
All right, I'm not going to lie. And I tell because my...
That's cold-blooded, man.
So my girl speaks Spanish. So she'll correct me when she's like, yo, you gotta roll your R, and I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. That shit gay.
Yeah, all
it
that.
It feels weird.
Just to fix your tongue to do
right.
that.
So I always felt like if anybody challenges me on rolling my R, I'm just telling them, I don't do that.
That's not the type of Spanish I do.
Yeah. That's what Caribbean Latinos do. They make up all kinds of words. I've noticed that. Like, my barbers are Dominican. That is not Spanish that they speak in at all.
They swear it comes from, like, the Indian. So they'll like Taino.
Yeah.
So they'll claim comes from like back then.
The Taino Indians, that's where Puerto Ricans came from.
Yeah, would be the.
What is your nationality?
I'm Puerto Rican.
You're Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rico.
That's where.
Like Brooklyn or like the island?
Man, I grew up there, but I was born here.
Okay.
So I caught like the tail end of like my parents' American dream shit.
Okay.
Where you come here, you work till you can afford
to go back.
To go back. Okay, I caught. I hated it.
Why? Were you like rich in Puerto Rico?
No, I was here. I was just like, we had cable.
Yeah,
you had
and then
I went back to like just fields.
Yeah.
And just like for fun, we walk into rivers.
Yeah.
And that's like.
What the fuck is that? Yeah, I would have been mad too.
I was heated, dude.
I'd have been upset.
That sounds amazing to me.
I'm not a nature guy. This nigga love running in nature.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds maddening.
Staring at the fucking TV all day
back
long.
Back to the field?
Dude, you know what that is?
What?
No, just that. Going from
cable to the field? Back to no.
I've done landscaping and all kinds of shit like that. But like sifting through 1,500 channels trying to find something to watch, that sounds like torture to me.
As a kid,
I never had cable growing up, though. I didn't have access to cable until I got to college.
So you just had the 5 channels.
See, that's what...
6, yeah, if you
that's
count.
That's why I'm fucked up now. I had cable when I was... My grandma had cable when I was 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Pornos. Been seeing that bullshit since I was 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have won.
Bruh, like...
I grew up too fast.
My mom, to this day, she still doesn't have it. She will not break. She will not break. She put a digital converter box on a fucking 40-inch flat-screen TV, and she's been rocking out.
Wow.
But imagine the peace she has.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I would hope.
Yeah.
If she's still stressed with 5 channels.
That's like, her shit. Problem, yeah.
There's so much going on past these 5 channels. God damn,
see,
man.
That's
old school.
I like. Okay, so let's talk, because y'all grew up, you both grew up with cable. How long did you have cable till?
We had it when I was here in New York, and then when we moved there, we had like that fake satellite dish.
But how old were you when you moved there?
8.
8. Okay, so that was a good enough time to get nice and addicted.
Yeah. I knew what was what.
Yeah, right. I had cable my whole life.
Your whole life.
My entire upcoming.
So Cartoon Network was a thing for you, right? Like 24-hour cartoons.
No. Here, I remember more just the mornings.
Okay,
The Pink Panther mornings or the Saturday Looney Tunes, like that. That's what I remember more
of
cartoon. Man, my babysitter raised me, so we'd be watching sitcoms.
Okay.
That was even more. We were watching,
exactly.
I was just watching adults.
You're not even watching shit you wanted to watch. You're talking about I miss cable. I miss being forced to watch teenage girl TV.
These bras was going through everything. And I didn't understand any of it. I was trying to relate, but I was just a cool little Puerto Rican boy. Just trying to
Shout out to every dude that had to go see Barbie movie this past week.
You know, I was told by a friend of mine who saw our show. She called me strange, talking about if I don't see Barbie, I'm not a real man because I don't support feminism. And I abruptly hung up on her. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, man. The internet, see, it's making people crazy, man. It's making people crazy.
So Oppenheimer, though, that shit was fun.
Okay, now you're just kind of proving her point.
Why the fuck am I proving a point? I didn't want to see Barbie because I didn't want to see Barbie. That's it. I didn't grow up on Barbie. I didn't like none of the dolls. You know what I fucking grew up on? These niggas. That's who the fuck I grew up on. I can't wait to see that movie because that caters to me.
Actually, that does. Yeah. That comes out this week. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up on the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Absolutely, okay. You did.
Fucking man. I'm hype.
Me too.
I'm hype. We're gonna go see the movie like children on a Wednesday
afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Oh, not only are we gonna go see it on a Wednesday afternoon.
Shroomed out.
Shroomed the fuck out. Complete with a pizza party afterwards.
Pizza party afterward.
Oh man, it's gonna be exciting. I like this new animation style.
Yeah.
All of this, you know, this Spider-Verse shit that they do now.
Changed everything.
I saw that one little clip that they got floating around on YouTube where these niggas is going crazy over bacon, egg, and cheese. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I could probably do without that. But we'll see.
No, it's a New York thing. They got Biggie playing. No, I'm hype. Splinter got an afro. Yes.
April's black.
Nice. Michelangelo's voiced by a black kid. Like, they really took them back to teenagers. Like, I saw the cast. They're a bunch of fucking kids. So they're actual teenagers. So
do you feel it's going to be like that thing, like the way we remember the first one?
I hear there's a lot of how funny that one, at least for me, I remember that one.
When you say the first one, which one?
The first movie from
1990?
Yeah, with the April.
I'm glad you said that, because that, in our opinion, is the absolute
best. That's the godfather
ever of Ninja Turtle movies. There's no coming back from that, but...
The best one ever.
There's actually been... I guess there's an interesting thing. There's like Ninja Turtles movies ranked by the film. Can you pull that article up and let me know? Because I want to look at this list and see how they rank them. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the last one has to be the one they go, was it to Asia?
Hey, that the Michael Bay joint.
That Michael Bay one? Say, yeah, did you like that?
No, that gotta be.
No one liked it.
That was so weird.
It's so low bar.
Yeah, really that big and trash. Aggressive. But I don't know. Let's see. Well, I don't think it's going to list them out other than like you start at the top, Jorge, and then we'll see like seven down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might have been the worst. Right.
14. Okay, yeah. So 7 is where they're starting from. 14. Is this the Michael Bay version?
Yeah, that's the Michael Bay version.
Okay. You don't have to play the trailer, but I am curious.
Please don't.
This was weird. This felt like a violation of our turtles, though, right? Like,
mad.
It was like Michael Bay just really took them and did
treasonous.
Whatever the fuck he made. He made them aliens in that movie, right?
Nah. He just made them. They were still in the lab, but then they tied in to April O'Neil. Tyler Perry was in it for some fucking reason. I was mad through... And through. I was pissed off. The plots, there was holes. Oh, God. The fight scenes was trash.
I think I blacked it out.
Right.
Yeah. I think I remember at some point I watched it.
Like, this shit is awful.
Because I was also watching this at the time on like those Android, you know, those stolen cable boxes where you can see everything for free.
Oh, yeah.
But my Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough for it. I didn't understand that was a thing. So I would watch the movie, and then they would just start buffering like 18 minutes in, and they would just
angry at the movie. You walk in furious.
What the fuck is going on with these turtles? They slow as shit. Download the rest of these turtles.
Yeah, so I don't think I fully saw that one, but I don't think I missed anyone. Okay, what comes in at number 6? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The first one?
No. That says Turtles.
That's 07.
Okay.
TMNT. I remember them. It was animated.
Was it?
It was all right. Four brothers. Four turtles.
Okay, this is looking real.
Yeah, nice. This one.
Smoky. Oh, I never saw that.
Under the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
I need a little more live action.
This is the 07. I think this was the Weinstein one.
Yeah, it was. We saw that Weinstein name up top. I tried to let it go.
This was the Weinstein one. This is why this one, I don't know. I ain't like that.
It's definitely kiddie.
Between two worlds. Every 3,000 years.
But the guy, the villain was just, it was all right, but it wasn't great.
All right, so I'm not mad at
yeah, this
two.
Feels too video gamey.
I'm not mad at the ones at the bottom. Yeah. I felt like if I'd had a son to go see this with, maybe that would have worked out.
Because I saw all of them, yeah, and I was like, this is not a good one either.
Yeah, all right. What's the next one on there?
The Turtles 3!
This is the one I was talking about. This one was brutal. This is the one that put me off the fucking franchise
Ninja
for a while.
Turtles 3. God damn.
Ninja Turtles 3, I recently made it through this one all the way. I sat down and watched this with my girl just to see what the fuck it was. And god damn, that one was bad.
It was
Turtles
bad.
In Wild. Time.
But what I will say, very fun fight scenes.
Yes, the fight scenes were fun. They got their weapons and stuff back. But the whole story, April finds some ancient lantern.
Yeah, the scepter, and it should go
and
back.
And then she brings it back to rub on it or something, and they all end up going in time. And
they switch with the warrior. I was like, this is nuts.
That's how you knew they were crushing it at that time.
Because
that's
Turtles
how
time.
Good the two were. They were like, fuck it. Yeah. We taking them out of the modern era.
Let me
they
explain.
They all love it.
Let me explain. They was trying to do Turtles in Time.
Okay.
Like the game, but it the adaptation was fucking trash.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I understand.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I would love
to. And they tried to make Mike serious. They came a story arc where he was in love with the bitch. I'm like, Mike, you a turtle. You not get with the girl.
That's weird that he would fall in love this time too. Because he backed off of it. He would always back off of it in the first
that's
one.
That's too ahead of its time.
Yeah.
We weren't ready as people
like,
to
why
see
are you
turtle
trying to
fucking
give
humans.
Mike, no. Out of all the turtles, you take the fun one and try to give him the shit. That's the one. He the one that sell the whole franchise.
Yeah.
Mike sells the whole franchise.
Nunchucks were...
Everybody fuck with Mike.
Fucks with
pizza,
Joey.
Fun, nunchucks.
Yeah.
You gonna get that nigga to drum? Oh, I was so mad.
No one learned the bow staff as a result of Donatello. No one has picked up size because
good
of
Raphael. Good nigga got a stick and some forks. No.
It
Mike.
Was
it was always Mike.
Like, you got a few katana niggas out there. And I'm not going to lie.
Nunchucks.
A nigga with a katana,
you
that's
a different
weird.
Dude.
Yeah. A nigga with a sword. I know niggas with swords.
Yeah, but they not fun.
They no, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tell you right away.
Yeah. You know I got
they
a sword.
They tell you, you know I got a sword.
Shit, man. Oh. You one of them sword niggas? I grew up with sword niggas in black kids in suburbs.
Yeah.
Swords. Yeah.
Anybody,
Michelangelo sold the whole thing. Skateboards, pizza, nunchucks.
Now,
let's
if
go.
I'm mistaken, because I know some of our listeners might fuck around with martial arts. Hey, man, if you good with the bow staff, let me know. Only person I've ever heard mention that ever was Napoleon Dynamite. When he's checking Pedro in, and he's like, there's like a boatload of gangs at this school. Some of them want me to join because I'm pretty good with a bow staff.
So funny. So funny.
I just, with a bow staff, you're not sneaking up on anyone.
No.
I know you come in a fight. There's no...
So, oh, you mean the
everything
approach?
Yeah.
So y'all really just... want to know the crazy moves you about to say?
Well, you know, every weapon's based off everybody's personality.
Yeah. We recently learned this shit, man.
Every weapon is based off every turtle's personality.
The sword is... It's definitely a leadership role because once you pull it out, once you unsheath it, you have to go.
Use it.
So leader, that's why as Leonardo, as a leader, he has to be level-headed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raphael, because he's such an aggressive person.
The sides are a defense weapon.
Right. So
it's
he can never strike first. He has to wait and then counter everything with the side.
That's the hooks and all that.
Right.
Or the Wolverine type
action. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bow is a similar thing. It's a defensive weapon more so than an offensive. Donatello's a thinker, so you do kind of have to be a few steps ahead. And, you know,
okay.
Yeah, the nunchucks, it's just fun, baby.
That's your fire.
They're
fire.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high?
How high?
Like really super duper legally high.
That's really high.
Yeah. Well, now it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Okay.
Now, what is Delta 8, you're
asking? What is Delta?
Let me tell you, it's found in hemp.
Hemp.
And it can be shipped legally anywhere and it gets you high. As a matter of fact, y'all doing shrooms for this Ninja Turtle thing. I think I might just roll with a little bit of Delta 8.
Yeah.
Delta 8 will allow me to enjoy the movie the way I want to.
Oh, you know why?
I
mean?
So
yeah.
Like, matter of fact, fuck that. I'm going to yoDelta.com because they got everything I need. The vapes, the gummies.
Gummies.
The flour.
Flour.
Everything I need to make a high nigga pie. So, once more, go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S.
Mm-hmm. I saw what you did there.
You're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Word. Let's get back into the show. But that's fine. But no, the real.
You had nunchucks.
I have nunchucks right now.
As a kid, you had.
I got an illegal pair and a legal pair. I got the illegal one and the legal one.
You got
the
not rolled legal nunchucks.
If I pull that illegal one out, I'm pissed off because that shit stings. But the reason Splinter gave Michelangelo, get ready for this, the nunchucks, because you have to have a certain control to work those swings. Mm. And since he's such a wild card, he really got to
focus.
Otherwise,
you just hit
yourself. So that's why. So that's everybody. I'm telling you, man, I'm a turtle nigga, man.
That's great.
We cannot wait.
I cannot wait. Second,
welcome to nerdiest episode of NNFA to date.
I'm such a geek. I'm a geek for my turtles.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. It was going to be great.
All right. What's the next one that you got there?
The first one.
Nah, that's not the first
one. Oh, this is the second one of that franchise.
Michael Bay did two of these?
He did two.
Jeez.
He didn't get a third one. Yeah, man.
They look like they're on steroids.
Are they wearing pants?
They're all super. They all wearing pants and shit.
Yeah, they all look like bodybuilders from like the Venice Beach or some shit like that. They're all broed out.
Yeah,
you know what, though? While we were talking about the Turtles in Time, when I would love to see all of the deleted footage
of that.
Like, what didn't make it?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they were trying to do Turtles in Time. Maybe they tried to do some futuristic shit. Maybe they put those motherfuckers in the future, like on some Back to the Future shit, and it was just so bad. They were like, well, we can't put this in here, you know?
The scepter. Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah.
She got the scepter from an antique shop, just like a New York chick. Came in from the vintage shop. Brought this horse shit down to her friends. Yep.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, too, because she has always been a typical New York chick.
Uh-huh.
April O'Neil has always been that girl that came in from the country and just living her best New York life.
Yeah.
Beautiful apartments. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know how much TV news reporters make. She was still taking the train, so I'm going to assume not a lot.
Because she's still in the field.
Can we please
play
that clip?
She's not in the studio.
Of her being an asshole. Her being a New York ass. There's a clip of her being racist.
We'll see if she got caught. We'll finish this up. Well, Jorge's in the booth by himself. Toto Tower is flying solo, one wing. Yeah, T had a little emergency this morning, so you make sure she gets out. Get better, T. All right. What we got next? Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
I mean, excellent follow-up.
Yes. Yes. It was a great movie, and it was done so well, we didn't even notice it was a bad movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm hearing this. I'm like, listening.
Because they weren't allowed to use their weapons for the second one.
The mothers
complained, said it was very violent, so that's when they were hitting people with stuffed animals, sausage links, all kinds of shit like that.
White moms ruined the
turtles. Yeah, fucking yo-yos, all that kind of shit like that. Like, they defeated Shredder with a guitar on that one. A nice... So it was like, it was weird, but Vanilla Ice cameos, fucking Ernie Reyes Jr.
Ernie Reyes Jr.'s
like
Kino.
Doing real karate, you know what I mean?
They was fight scenes.
The fight scenes were crazy in there.
I was like, yeah.
The Toka Razor thing was a little bit like, I really could have gone for Bebop and Rocksteady.
But that's what they did, because... I don't know why they didn't choose Bebop and Rocksteady either, but I was like, whatever.
Like,
where
in the fuck did Toka and Razor ever exist?
It might be in the comics.
Turtle thing.
Now, that's the one thing I don't know. If I was in the comic books of Ninja Turtles, then I'd be a whole nother motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I know instead of Bebop and Rocksteady, they picked Toka and Razor, and I was a little upset about that.
I will say this. I think there is some truth to whatever this legend is on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and that story here in New York. Like, I go to the park a lot in Prospect Park. There is a lake that's just full of turtles. There's so many turtles that come to this one cove. And they're looking for food from people. Like, the water sometimes glows bright green. And that's just from what do you call that shit? The shit that everybody's allergic to.
The pollen?
Yeah, pollen and dander. That shit will accumulate on the water, and it glows green. Like, it looks... just like ooze. And I am not lying to you. People throw shit for them to eat, including pizza.
Oh! And can we talk about the intro to Nintros 2? Everybody in New York eating pizza? That shit was so fucking amazing. I said, this is some New York shit.
Yeah.
Everybody was here.
The music was great, too.
Black people got radios on the fire. The cops pulled over somebody. That was eating pizza.
That was the wildest shit. Do you remember that scene? The fucking cop is eating and he's cuffed by the wrist to a prisoner.
A perp eating
and the prisoner
pizza
just gotta
car.
Wait while he's. I'm like, wow. That made me want to come to New York. I'm like, I gotta get up here.
Kino tried to speak fake Italian. Oh, that movie is so fucking good. If you watch Ninja Turtles 2, right in the beginning, he go. The guy goes, Kino, I got another delivery for that O'Neal woman. Then Kino, Asian Kino goes. She ordered that again?
I do remember.
She should be buying wholesale.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck was that? But hey, I was like,
give it to him, because we make fun of Asians a lot. Give it. I love seeing Asians make fun of anybody. Because that's my biggest thing. Come on, and Asians just fight back.
And he was pushed back. He got the bitch outside. Remember, he was like, which one of you ladies want to ride with me tonight? Dream on, dweeb. Yeah, when I do, I dream of something a little thinner and pulled the fuck off. I said, this movie is the shit.
Kino was having the time of his life. Also, delivering on a moped way before that shit was popular in New York City.
Before DoorDash, Kino.
That's how you kill a 5 and under roll. Yeah. Motherfucker had 2 lines. Yeah. 20 years later, we still thinking about it.
Yes! I was so hyped. Well, when I do, I think of a little something. I dream of a little something thinner. And said, bitch! I was like,
because she definitely did hit him with a dream on, dweeb. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, shit. He was being nice. I do like, though, Oprah's lifestyle, too, because it was that whole concept of, hey, I didn't order pizza. And it's like, yeah, but the guy in 3B delivered and doesn't seem to be home. But he's like, in her apartment.
Yeah,
like,
was crazy.
I figured you order so much, you might as well just have another pizza. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he just roamed in.
Yeah, it was wild. There was a lot of...
All the way in the apartment, like snooping around, spotting turtles. And I'm like, what, was that a thing in New York? Would y'all let the delivery? You grew up like here up until, when were you, how old were you? Came
we
back
weren't
to New York?
Letting no one in the house. That shit. If you heard someone coming up the stairs from the second floor.
Close the door. Shut up. Turn our lights up.
Everybody
turn
be quiet. Goddamn lights up. And you go, who is it? We had too many people living in the apartment for just strangers.
I said, nah, we'll come out and get it. You don't need to deliver nothing.
All these beds booked, nigga. These beds booked, motherfucker. You can't be just knocking on the door, okay? All right, Ninja Turtles 2.
What's the next one there?
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles 1. And then, okay, yeah, this is the best one, in my opinion. This is the best one. This is the one also, again, April's apartment was fucking amazing.
Guys, she had lived below an antique shop or above an
antique
shop?
But she lived like down in the village. It was like Bleecker and something. There's actually a figurine that shows the building
11th
with the street
Bleecker?
Signs or something like
this
that.
This is only 9th Street. That's
yes! Michelangelo!
But yeah.
That shit was wild. Another, she also had an apartment that was weird because like, her boss was just like rolling in.
Yeah.
Her boss
remember
would
him?
Come in
the first morning.
Yeah.
And with the son, Danny.
Talk to her and like, snoop through her bathroom and all of that. Like,
and she's brushing her teeth in a robe and he just.
Yeah.
Every room.
1990. I couldn't understand. I'm like, is he fucking her? What's going on? That was wild.
That wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah. That was the hottest April, too. I think we agreed on that.
You remember that sexual tension scene when he massages her shoulders, sits her down? I said, the 90s was different.
Yeah. You said she went crazy, right?
Did she go crazy? I don't think so. Okay. I saw her in something.
I think we did look her up before on the show. She wasn't as hot as we remember.
Yeah, she went off. Very but no, the original April O'Neil was the truth.
Dude, I think I love the 91 so much because I think it's easier to do it once you've seen it. We hadn't really seen a movie like that. Once I see one and kind of go, this is what I can fix, this is what I can tweak, then you keep.
Yeah,
nah, this first one was something we didn't have.
You know why? Yeah. I'm going to tell you why it was so fucking crazy. Because I actually remember the day I saw it. That's how fucking crazy I am. The cartoons was out.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids loved the cartoons. We was like, Ninja Turtle cartoons, greatest thing that ever came out. Then the toys came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they needed toys to go with the show. So the toys actually came out for it. They made a show for the toys.
Because
it was such hysteria. I was watching this shit on Netflix, the whole thing, the whole backup thing. And then when the theatrical shit came out, there was no trailer. Like, I didn't see one. So my mom was just like, yeah, I'm taking you to this movie with all you and your little friends. Mm-hmm. Let's go. So we just sitting in there going, oh, we don't know what the fuck expect. This is.
Yeah.
And then, man, when that nigga Leo jumped out and it said Teenage Mutant, I can tell you right now, Dave. Yeah. It was 6-year-old Def Jam.
Yeah. It had niggas to be Def Jam.
Like, we was like, yeah, we couldn't even understand. We was running up and down the aisle.
Let me tell you something. This is why I look forward to going to this movie. And it sucks that we're going on a Wednesday afternoon because it's probably not going to be other kids in there.
It's summer.
Oh,
you're going to be fucking
it's
going to
be stupid.
Yeah, I got to get my tickets now.
Yeah, you can hurry up.
Like, because I want to be that adult that imprints on the kids the same way an adult imprinted on me for the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. It was a grown man there with his girlfriend, and he was hype, screaming the whole time, and he was cussing up a storm. That's what made it so great. I'll never forget when Splinter showed up on that roof to come and save the turtles from they was losing that battle to Shredder. My man tapped this girl like, oh shit, the motherfucking rat is here. Yo, to this day, me and my homie Ed would just say that to each other, like, oh shit, the motherfucking rat is here, right? Like,
bro.
And it's just, I'm 40 years old. I will never forget that. I was 10 when that happened.
1990 Turtles changed everything. We didn't understand it. It was so amazing. And to be a kid in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, are you seeing this? Like, I'm seeing this right now.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
Because we catch that and Batman pretty close together, right?
Yeah, because Batman came out 89.
Summer. Okay, yeah.
Batman came out 89. I was 5. I'll never forget that.
Man,
yeah,
we were... that changed kids forever.
Live-action Batman, live-action...
Batman.
It could happen?
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything. That was when everything had a cup. I remember... I still have Batman cups. Like, well, I don't. My mom has them. Hoarder. But, like, Batman cups from, like,
from McDonald's.
Yeah,
Pizza
yeah.
Hut. The Pizza Hut. Because, you know, Turtles took over Pizza Hut after that shit.
Yeah.
Remember when Pizza Hut was fucking popping after
height,
that shit came?
Height.
Kids was in there, 1990.
Them red cups.
Big red cups. Turtles. Michelangelo, the parties.
Bro,
eating pizza.
There was such a big promotion with all of that. Yeah. I remember the original Ninja Turtles VHS tape came with a Pizza Hut coupon.
Coupon for Pizza Hut.
So as soon as you open the movie up, go get yourself
a pizza. Get a pie.
Now, oh my
there was
God,
a video,
what a viewing.
There was a video a few years ago, Jorge, I'm not going to put you under that to make you look for it now, but there was a video of someone finding that, like a never opened VHS tape at like some weird movie store, you know what I mean? It was just like, and it opened it up and there's the fucking coupon. And 1990, no one thought to put expiration dates.
Sure.
On fucking
it was
coupon.
Still on an honor system.
Right.
It was still on. Come on, yeah. Man.
So
right?
Here this guy is, like, probably like 2010, and he's like, he made a whole YouTube video just trying to see if it works.
Yo, can I?
Yeah.
Can I redeem my turtle?
I tell
picture?
Anyone, go watch that video. Like, man sees if Ninja Turtles coupon works. It's pretty funny to watch. Like,
do they honor it?
I think he does eventually find one place to honor it. You know what I mean? A lot of people looked at him like, come on, why are you making my job hard today? You know what I mean?
We haven't done print since 98.
Print. Print? Q-scan? QR?
But someone was a human being and was like, you know what? That's amazing. Fuck it. I can give you a free pizza with that. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I?
So I found an article about it. The video has been taken down. But according to the article... He was able to get the pizzas.
That's my nigga.
Yeah. What year was
also,
that?
Also, don't he look like the dude who would have that coupon?
Look at his turtle glasses.
So it was 2012.
2012. So yeah, he came in there with
the
a 22-year-old coupon.
That shit right
this
there.
Is what the
God damn.
Like.
And they had.
I remember the 90s.
They had no expiration.
You
dates.
See the cover? The cover.
So
of
he
the
got
fucking...
six.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
It's
know
a coupon book.
Them.
He got six of them.
That is wild.
To keep using.
Yeah. Once, hey, this story, y'all honor, right?
Once you took it, now you got to use all of them.
But the last manager said it was okay.
Yeah.
The last minute, no, they let me do it like 2 weeks ago.
Just keep the box, keep the turtles box with you. If you just go to different pizza, try it out just for the
all
turtles.
Right. Oh, we'll put the movie on. Let's just watch it. That is wild, though. If I ever find something like that, I'm doing that. Anything that's sealed,
come up.
I'm going to that shit, right? Yeah, all those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, I want you to honor these.
Yeah, man.
All right, what was the number one movie on there, Jorge?
Yeah,
oh, so they're saying out. This one. This is the number one. They're saying this is the number one.
Yeah, because Seth Rogen, you know, Seth Rogen is our age. So trusting a dude to produce a movie that was for us.
Who saw all of it.
Who saw who all the whole it. Thing. Yeah, I trust Seth Rogen to go, well, you know what you're going to need to have. So it's probably going to be nostalgia in there. Callbacks to the 90s. I can't wait to see this guy.
We got to have nostalgia. Callbacks.
Callbacks. All that shit. We got to have black people in the theater going fucking ape.
So what we did was we smoked a lot of pot. And
said, April's black. We're going to make April O'Neil black.
Yo, I was having a conversation with one of the managers down at the comedy club. And she has an interesting theory. I don't know whether this theory has gone bigger than just her, but she says all redheads are being converted to black people.
Oh, yeah. Well, redheads are the black people or white people.
But there's like any character in movies or television that was redhead.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting rid of them and making them black and everything.
They're testing out the waters. The people you'll fight the least with will be white redheads, so we can start taking them out to see how reaction works before we replace
a
blonde.
True. Little Mermaid, Annie, the chick from DC. Remember the comics? Remember the black girl that had the orange hair, and she had powers, but in the cartoon she was a white girl with orange hair, so they made her black.
Rogue.
Nah, it's the one of them DC, the Titans. DC Titans.
Okay.
The DC Titans live action joint. The redhead girl
Starfire.
Used to be white in the cartoon.
What'd you say, Jorge?
Starfire.
They made Starfire black.
This isn't even my realm.
They
but
made
I was
Starfire
told,
black and fucking April
They said, and April O'Neil's told they're supposed to be making a live action movie of the Powerpuff Girls and the redhead one there. It's a black girl now.
There's going to be a black girl playing Lucille Ball.
Are you serious?
Well, a Spanish girl about to play Snow White.
Yeah,
they got a Spanish girl. Your sister might be Snow White.
Hopefully.
her name is Reja Perez. No, fucked up. Anyway, no, it's a Spanish girl playing Snow White. But that's true.
Roja.
That's right, because of the A, the masculine, feminine.
All right, did you ever latch on to that? You know, when people were trying to eliminate the gender shit from Spanish.
That ain't my issue, dude.
Yeah. Do you think that's anybody who speaks Spanish? Like, because I feel like those people, they just don't speak Spanish well. Because they're struggling with it, that's why they want to get rid of it.
You mean for the Latinx?
Is that even real? Like, or is that just an internet thing? Have you met anyone in person that is pushing for that?
I'll ask on stage, and I've met a couple people who say they use it. I don't like it. Just such a weird, because we have a word for it, Latin.
Yeah,
we then need it's someone who don't speak the English version for Latino or Latina is Latin.
Yeah,
okay.
That's no gender, motherfucker. That's the word. That's why else we gotta add a letter to the word? And we were like, how about we use Latin? And then people were like, yeah, stop.
Talk shit, bro!
It don't make sense, dude. I said
we had a word, nigga. We already had it.
My generation spent too much time trying to get people to stop going, ay, ay, ay. Like, I don't. You think I don't fuck about the word? A Latin.
I'm not gonna lie. I enjoy using the phrase I use it for everything now.
The disgust.
Like, when mistakes happen, something gets dropped, something's heavy. I just come out of the bathroom like ay. And I feel like it's racist because I'm not Spanish. But like, what are you gonna do, man?
I don't think that's a nice respect thing.
Huh?
Because you're using it because you enjoy. Like you get the word well.
Yeah.
So I think you're paying like. Yeah. A nice homage to it.
Yeah. Like, even if I do go, I'm fucking. Well, I've actually used I, like properly.
How often? The fact that you remember it makes me hope not a lot.
It's not often, but it's on point when I use it. It is on point. Okay. Remember that time when I was trying to talk to you about making, we was trying to do Black Ass, and I was saying we should take it to Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And then Pockets kept interjecting, like, why would y'all want to?
Because
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I explaining myself to you? Like, it was pure frustration. And that was the funniest thing.
Dude, what the fuck, bro? Like, it was like that. Like, cuz.
Yeah, Poppy
what are
angry.
You doing, bro?
Oh, shit.
Slow down. Damn. Like, that was. And I felt everything you were saying.
That was great.
Like, yeah. Do you use it at all? Or
No, no, no. I'm more of a sigh, but I won't just aye.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm the worst. I go ugh.
I love a good ugh.
Ugh. Shut up. Oh, you stink. Get her out of here.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, that you got to let people know at some point, like, hey, you're in the wrong, and it's a. What did we learn about that? That's a passive aggressive way of communicating now. When you sigh or make a noise like aye aye aye, it's like, hey, something's wrong. You need to act right. You know what I mean?
And well, what's the other option? You go. Do you look at someone and go, "You not fun"?
Yeah,
like, that's a weird.
Yeah, that's direct communication. People get upset about it, and then they end up learning. Oh, you guys just say what you really mean.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate you, but I told you at the moment, you suck. You know what I mean?
Your social skills are in the trash. Like, you know what I've told people? I never tell nobody to go jump off a bridge. I never do. That's not my style. I go learn something.
Yeah.
Before you come back.
Go be better.
Be better when you come back. That's
this shit
because
right
now,
be better,
it ain't good, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No need for apologies. Just
go
do
away.
Better.
Do something.
Just do better.
Go learn or something. You talking to real niggas.
I always tell people that.
That shit's always impressive to me. Like, I'm so weird when I come into a group conversation. Like, I stay back and I go, you got to feel out what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
Like, people who just jump in and go, this is my table now or my energy.
And you know who it'd be? Mm-hmm. Like, new comics.
Yeah.
It'd be a bunch of, like, 1-2 years with all this arrogance.
Yeah.
Just going to walk up to a table of gods. And we'll look around. And I'm like, I'm the first one to go, who the fuck is that?
And they're always like,
sorry, I had a fight in the middle of your butt.
You ruined it.
Tell me!
You ruined it. Now, here on No Need for Apologies, Rojo, we asked everybody this question. Has there been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Yeah, man. We're talking about being kids. I remember tripping a girl on purpose in school just to see if it worked.
Uh-huh.
Just to see if the foot trick worked.
Ooh.
And I mean, she ate it. I mean, slid down.
I knew where this was going. And she probably wasn't there. She wasn't a bad kid.
No, she was
didn't
just
deserve
minding her
it
business.
At all.
Minding her business, just having a day.
Did she get hurt bad?
Nah, she cried, but nothing broke. But
oh my God. I know exactly that feeling.
And everybody looked back. I was like, man, I think she tripped.
Yeah.
You just like, let it go.
No, I'm not talking about
it. I didn't expect it to work.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to work. Want to eat it.
Bruh. Like that kid when you kick their foot.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Yes. I never forget that.
Come back.
Well, yeah, I remember kids would just be leaning up against the wall and you would just kick their feet from under them, not even thinking nothing was going to happen. They'd be like, oh my God, you fell all the way down and you're crying? Yeah, I hit my coccyx bone.
Oh,
you must be an only child. Yeah, you ain't got nobody fucking with you at the house. If you fell for this.
Yeah, man. The shit that, like, I was the only child. I fell for a lot of shit up until, like, sixth grade.
Okay.
Up until, like, 12, I was falling for
Do you remember
everything.
What's...
There was some shit that we used to do, like... I can't even say falling for because these aren't even tricks.
Okay.
It would just be like, all right, we're standing here waiting for the bus to go to school, right? All right, here comes the bus. Everybody get ready. And then somebody just walk up and just like knee you in the thigh muscle.
Yeah.
Now you're
numb
like,
you.
Ah. And the bus is like, you're trying to get on, but you can barely walk. And you're like, what the fuck, man? Why would you do that? Right? Like, and you about to miss the bus. Like, that kind of shit. Ball tapping, I didn't fall for that too much.
Like, chin check, ball check.
Yeah.
The chin check, this one. Chin check, or hit him under the joint. Or the ball tap was pretty brutal in Jersey.
Yeah.
We did that a lot.
Everybody in my high school, we would stand around in the morning like this. Because you never knew if somebody was going to walk up.
But people could just, it wasn't a flinch thing?
What, to see if you would flinch?
Because we would do it, but you'd have to flinch. Yeah. You'd have to, and somebody would flinch, and then you would get a free one.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying people
That's
would
the
just
cost.
You're saying
oh,
people
yeah.
would just
no.
randomly
Random.
Come up to you
Chin
and
check. Bow. Like you'd be like, shit,
and would just fold you.
Oh no,
fold you. Yeah. Like you see, you know, not grown men. But these are teenage boys, so this is like middle school up until like high school. So boys start to put on some weight.
Yeah,
get some inches to them. You know, everybody's getting close to that 6 foot mark. And I mean,
so
some
I've
people,
heard.
It just...
So I've heard.
So I've heard. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Rojo. Yeah, no need for apologies. I know you're not as tall as us.
The Bajo people. How tall are you, though?
On a good day, 5'8".
Are you the tallest person in your family, or where you stand at?
No, no. There's a couple cousins that got maybe 2 inches. Yeah. I mean, we don't crack six.
Oh, you don't crack
six. No one cracks six in the family, but we got a 5'10 that he's pretty cocky.
Yeah.
Okay. himself.
Okay. All right.
Jorge, you're in the same boat. I mean, you're Mexican, but how tall is the tallest person in your family?
One of my brothers is like 5'10".
5'10"? Okay. That's always frustrating when you come across like a tall Mexican that can like handle himself. Oh, fuck.
Like a T-Hawk.
Like a fucking Canelo Alvarez or a fucking Blake Griffin type motherfucker.
Canelo be fighting.
Jesus Christ, man.
Canelo be whooping ass, bro.
Yeah.
He be acting in soap operas during the day and then fighting at night.
Oh, Canelo's in soap operas too?
Canelo came. Yeah, he has Spanish-Mexican soap operas crushing him,
dude. Good for him, man. Good for him.
Canelo win.
Don't let that
Canelo
shit
win.
Go.
Good for Canelo. I've always liked Canelo. Canelo whoop ass.
Did any of y'all watch the fight this past weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Boxing? Yeah.
Bud put a clinic on Spence, bro.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Bud
I saw the highlights.
Nine fucking rounds. I'm whooping your ass.
I wouldn't have been able to ignore this fight if I could. The amount of people that sent me the Black Air Force One face to face matchup.
Yeah. Bruh, me too. They sent it to me too. Like, you knew somebody was going to get their ass whooped. They both had these on.
It's a movement, though. And do not forget where it started. Right here, no need for apologies. 2 years ago, I said we was going to change the narrative. And we're getting there. It's still got an ass-whooping connotation, but
and Bud
people,
whooped ass,
people
they both
are
had them on.
Not scared to be seen in them. People know, like, yo, we out here with these, man. So shout out to the new waterproof
Spence
versions.
Got knocked down
all of that
four
good
times.
Shit.
4 times, and on the 9th round, he got hit in the face 9 times.
Damn.
It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
I have never seen a beaten. Yo, yeah, he got his ass
that
beat
is wild.
For 9 rounds. Yeah. Like 9 rounds of getting his ass whooped. It was pretty bad.
I hope he heals up. And, you know, that's one thing. You're still a Black Air Force One wearer, so heal up, get
still,
your shit together,
yeah.
Come back. You can always bounce back. This ain't it. You know that. And everybody,
just
watch
heal
that
up,
man, and watch that. Because at the end of the day, it's two Black Air Force boys doing their thing.
Yeah, and so one just got the upper
somebody
hand.
Gotta win,
somebody
got to
win,
but I guarantee you that Spence is not done.
Spence ain't. I think Spence should fight anymore after that because Bud beat him like he never fought before.
Listen, he's a Black Air Force.
It made him look so
he
bad.
He beat Spence so goddamn bad. It was like, does Spence even fight? Does he fight? Is this his
this
first fight?
Is this a tune-up? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he got
when
his
he
ass
signed this
tuned
deal.
Up.
Lace him
nine
up.
Rounds.
Lace him up. I'm anxious to see the regroup and the rebuild from that. I know you can do it.
He got a family. You got a family. Bro, you got your ass beat. It was like,
I think that's the toughest thing in boxing to come back after like a real whooping.
His face
like
was bloody.
Like for you to get back
his
mentally
face
there.
Was red of blood.
Yeah.
Round three.
Hey.
So it was like, damn.
When do you give up? If you take
niggas
it
was saying call the fight.
In
everybody
three?
I was sitting with, Jay called it. Sam Jay called it. It was like, yo man, somebody's throwing this fucking towel, bro. He done. And he just kept getting his ass whooped.
He just kept going
and getting his ass whooped. He never. Yeah. And then Buck, because Bud had something to prove, and he proved it. So it was wild. He had Eminem bring him out, lose yourself.
Yeah.
He did the mom spaghetti on him. He said, mom spaghetti tonight.
Yeah.
And then he whooped his ass.
That's his purse trying to get Eminem out there. That's
yeah, man.
Good, man.
Bud
right.
said, y'all doubted me forever. The speech afterward was amazing. He said, y'all doubted me. I was fighting on all this shit for free, blah, 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 all this. Y'all just kept looking over me and it wasn't me. Now you see. Because now he won everything you could win in his weight class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh, this dude is fucking, this nigga's amazing. He
good
said, God is great. I whoop ass. I want to be with my family. I was like, yeah, yes.
two different ends of the Black Air Force One spectrum.
Yeah.
That's all.
He said, God is great.
Someone's late in their journey.
God,
the other
I
one's beginning
ass.
In their journey. All right, y'all. This is a fun one, man. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Rojo, where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
Please, Rojo Perez with 3 Z's on all the socials, okay. RojoPerez.com.
What you have to plug?
Oh, baby, I'm going to be at Littlefield. I'm doing it's called Lost. I'm doing an hour. It's not a one-man show, but it has a through line.
Nice.
But I promise there's jokes in there.
English, Spanish, all Spanish, English.
This one's going to be all English.
Okay.
It's going to be August 22nd at Littlefield, LittlefieldNYC.com.
Hey, fuck with your Littlefield. I wish wish they fucking did Littlefield.
Yeah, Littlefield's in Brooklyn is a dope fucking venue. Rojo is a dope fucking comic. Go check that out. What's the date one more time?
So August 22nd, Tuesday, 8 p.m.
All right, so y'all got a little bit of time to get the tickets, but please go buy them now, make them sell out. All right, and follow him at Rojo Perez with 3 Z's. Was Rojo Perez taken?
Yeah, fuck, I wanted Rojo, and then this safety who's in the NFL. I didn't think he was going to make it in the league.
Oh,
so
shit.
I didn't take it, and then now this motherfucker, the second contract, he's going to be in there for a minute.
So I didn't think he was going to make it to the league.
Right. Jorge, say goodbye to the people, man.
Check me on High Society Radio, Thursdays live on Gas, Mondays on YouTube, and see you, everybody.
Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm the great boy.
And I'm the God. So see you guys Wednesday, man. As you guys are listening to this, we'll be shroomed out, having a little pizza party. See you guys next week. All right, no need for apologies. Peace. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.